talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long time. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines, back to the front lines of history in the making. I want to talk some more about the January 6th commission, really the select committee. It had been bipartisan. It is bipartisan now. Seven Democrats, two Republicans. Two Republicans are Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Liz Cheney of Wyoming, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. Originally, there's supposed to be five Democrats, five Republicans. Passed the House with all Democratic votes and 35 Republican votes. And Kevin McCarthy designated John Katko of New York, a Republican, to sit down and negotiate with Benny Thompson of Mississippi, the Democrat chairman. And they came up with a pretty good committee, 5-5. Each side had veto power over the other one's subpoenas, so it would have been truly bipartisan. Kevin McCarthy deliberately vandalized it. He nominated two people, Jim Jordan, who had planned the insurrection with Trump back in December in the White House, and Jim Banks, who ridiculed the commission, said it was a fraud and a joke, and it was just a partisan shot from the Democrats. And Nancy Pelosi, under the resolution, had the power to veto anybody that McCarthy designated. She calls him up. She goes, all right, you know, you have five people here, and I'll go with three of them. I'm not crazy about them. One of them voted not to certify the election even, but I'll accept him. But I'm not going to accept the guy who planned the insurrection, and I'm not going to accept the guy who has done nothing but ridicule and attack this committee. They're vandals, so put two other people on. McCarthy immediately goes full frontal Trump, full frontal, aggrieved ingenue, running his hands over his eyes and going, oh, well, this is not bipartisan. And he doesn't put anybody else on. And he yanks the three left that he did put on. So Nancy puts on, she puts on not only Liz Cheney, but Adam Kinzinger. And so it is a bipartisan committee right now. And they have a lot of deference and they're going to have a big role. Well, Kevin McCarthy pulled something sneaky to continue to double down on this, going all in on this. What he did is he's now, just now, pulled out all six Republicans that he designated to serve on a key select committee on the economy. It has nothing to do with January 6th, nothing. It's called the Economic Disparity and Fairness in Growth Committee. And even the title of it is designed to appeal to Democrats and Republicans. Everybody recognizes the economic disparity in our economy, and everybody recognizes that fairness is necessary, and everybody recognizes that growth is necessary. You can't be continue to cut up the same pie, the same size pie, in ever smaller slices. People don't want that. Everybody wants to make money. They want better wages, better working conditions, more satisfying work. That's great. Growth. That's growth. If it weren't for computers in the last 20, 30 years, we wouldn't have had any growth at all. Technology fosters growth. Anyway, he just yanked the six people he put on that. That has nothing to do with January 6th. He did it out of petulance and anger. And then he says, I'll put them back on when they put on Jim Banks and Jim Jordan on the January 6th committee, and then I'll put also the other three people I put back on. You know, look, this is like negotiating what, for hostages? This is like what, the Vietnam peace talks in Paris, where you don't remember this, a lot of people weren't alive then, but they fought a long time over the configuration of the table. Seriously, who would sit where? Would it be an oblong table? Would it be a rectangular table? They fought over that. This guy, this isn't an American thing that he's doing. This is a vandal thing that he is doing. And when you think of the bravery of those officers who testified yesterday, four of them, they were measured. They were truthful. Several were emotional. And the one that got me said, what kills me was worst of all is that the very people whom I defended and put my life on the line for now say it didn't happen or it didn't happen the way it really did. And he defended these people. He defended Kevin McCarthy. If Kevin McCarthy had been caught in the hallway by that mob, he would have been killed. If Mike Pence had been caught, they would have hanged him. They said, hang Mike Pence. Built a gallows out there. Built a gallows right there. Went through the hallways going, oh, Nancy, they would have beaten her to death. They would have killed any congressman, any member of Congress. Some of them, as they broke in, they saw an officer. I got one. There's one. Like what? An enemy? I got one. I got one. There were cries of kill him. Two officers, about officers, kill him. One of them was being down and kicked to death, Michael Fanone. He finally says, I have four kids. You have four daughters. Please don't kill me. And then a couple of people kept the mob away. They were there to kill. You understand that? They were there to kill. One guy, an African-American guy, is called the N-word. I mean, these are police officers. That is a felony, the felony of obstruction, and attacking a police officer, physically touching a police officer like that is a felony. It's a felony. You can't do it. Punch him in the face. How about gouging his eye out? One of them stabbed with a pole. The other one sprayed with bear spray. One guy got sprayed with these chemicals. He goes home at 4 a.m. His wife comes up to hug him. And he says, honey, you probably shouldn't hug me because I'm full of chemicals. These are felonies. And then you have clowns. I told you before, Gosar, Gohmert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, these people hold a press conference and demand to know the, quote, status and treatment, end quote, status and treatment, end quote, of the people arrested in various states for having done this. Status and treatment is a diplomatic term that you reserve for political prisoners, like Alexei Navalny in Russia or a Chinese prisoner. Our State Department demands their status and treatment. And they copied that and applied it to the American prosecution system of people who would attack police officers. This is sick, very sick. I was very, very glad to see Liz Cheney attack them for doing that, attack him for doing it. But now Kevin McCarthy has yanked these six people, and it's not clear when he's going to let them go back. They're not going to be there for the first meeting of that committee. And that committee is supposed to address issues that have been addressed in a very rudimentary level so far by COVID relief packages. But ultimately, how do you ensure that there isn't this growing disparity where four or five people in this country own more wealth than the bottom half? We are a capitalist economy. The Democratic Party is not a socialist party. We want to see people make money. We want to see them make it legally, obviously. We want to see a fair tax system. We don't want to see hedge fund operators pay no income taxes by law. I'm not just talking about taking advantage of deductions. I'm talking about that their income is not called income. It's called carried interest, and they pay half the income tax rates other people pay. That's ridiculous. That should be changed, that kind of thing. This committee is looking at that. But why is McCarthy yanking any Republicans from it and then claim it's what? Not bipartisan? They're in the minority in the Congress, and anything that happens, they claim is not bipartisan. Even when they are given seats, even equal seats. The original January 6th commission was 5-5. And it passed with 35 House votes, Republicans, and it passed with 7 Senate votes for Republicans, 57 senators. 57 senators voted for it. But Moscow Mitch vetoed it, and so we needed 60. We didn't get the other 3, even though one of them who hadn't voted said he would have voted for it. That's not bipartisan. It's absolutely bipartisan. Passed the House with every Democrat and 35 Republicans, and it passed the Senate with every Democrat and 7 Republicans. And all they're doing, they're playing games. They're playing games with the economy. They're playing games with our democracy. And that is not right. It's got to be called out. We're calling it out on this show. One little piece of good news, little piece of good news. Down in Texas, there was a special election for the 6th Congressional District. A fellow named Wright, Ron Wright, died of COVID. This guy didn't believe in COVID. He didn't believe in vaccines or masks. As he died, he denied it. There's a guy, I think, in North or South Dakota. He's dying. Do you have any last words? This is a hoax. This is a hoax. He's died. All right. Trump endorsed Ron Wright's widow, somebody named Susan Wright. She had all these endorsements. Trump endorsed her. A guy named Jake Elzey. Now, I'm no fan of Jake Elzey. He's a piece of work. He's a right-wing Republican. But at least Trump endorsed against him. Elzey won the special election yesterday with 53% of the vote. Trump got beaten in Texas. And some of the Republicans down there saying, well, tonight Trump died in Texas. There's blood on the floor. I don't go that far, but it's a good sign. Going to a break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.